Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, this is Ian Lee, half of the Late Night Alternative. I just want to quickly thank the sponsors of the show. Without these people, we could not do the show. As always, big up the Gregorian, Richard Gregorian, GELaw.co.uk. If you're going through divorce, they will help you. They won't charge the earth and they will be kind to you. 34sp.com. They are web hosting and domain names based. They are really, really lovely people. Really nice, small team. They can speak geek and they can speak human. They've also got a code that you can use, TLNA, that will get you 3 months free hosting. TLNA. And I tell you what, if you get a website through them while we're still advertising, send us a message and we'll plug your website as well. And of course, Poseidon Safety Management, largest supplier of guard dogs in the two counties of Cornwall and Devon. Thank you, Zeus. Go and check them out on Poseidon Safe, at Poseidon Safe on Twitter. Right, on with the show.
Two lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's the daddy, son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? For we are on our way. God just back to give our praise today. That's the Akamite way.
Yes, mate. Welcome. It's a onesie or PJ's special, guys. Welcome. I'm in the mood to block. Hey, Bruce Wayne from Janelle's Clan last night. That was a fun raid.
Wasn't it?
Namaste.
We had a lot of fun there.
Namaste.
Good idea.
Good raid. Really good raid. I'm going to say the best raid we've done this week. It was lovely if you missed it. Welcome to the show. I feel like shit. How are you feeling?
Well, not an awful lot better, but I'm all right. It's not fatal.
You know how it goes sometimes, right? Today's been a long old tough day. I've slept terribly, and I had to go and do an interview for Channel 4 about 40 years of Channel 4 and talk about the 11 o'clock show. And I was in tears this morning. I think I forgot to take an antidepressant yesterday. So I took two today. Thought, double it. Just get in there. But this morning I had the boys here and I had to go and sit upstairs and just cry. I just had to go and cry because I was feeling awful. And I haven't hidden James Bond. I forgot to do it. And
there's two there if you're that bothered.
There you go. And so I drove to London and I got there early. I went in, and London was like heaving. And I went and sat in Pret Manger. And that was weird. I had two cheese and chutney sandwiches, which was a mistake. And then I went and was interviewed about the 11 o'clock show. And about 10 minutes into it, I realised I was being... Ask me a question. Interview me.
So tell me about your first day in the studio. What was it like for you?
I mean, my first day in the 11 o'clock show was... Yeah, I mean, it was all right. You know, it was, I guess it was quite exciting. And, you know, it fucked up my life.
Ooh.
And it was like that. I'm exaggerating ever so slightly. But it was kind of like that. And then 10 minutes into it, I said, look, I'm really sorry. The producer, the director, I was in a room on my own. Cameraman came in, set the camera up and went. The director was in his house. And I had an earpiece in. They said, can you put the earpiece in the right ear? And I said, no, I prefer it in the left ear. They said, oh, can I ask why? I'm deaf in the right ear. I actually said I'm deaf in the right ear. Because I like it in the left ear. And I didn't want to have to negotiate. And I realised, as I was driving there, I worked out what it was. This knot in my stomach, this headache, this nervousness. I was shaking. It was like, well, first of all, I thought it was like I was going to meet an ex-partner who'd been abusive to me. And then I realised it wasn't. I'm going to talk about an ex-partner who's abusive to someone neutral. That's what it felt like. And I'm not, you know, making light of... I don't even need to say that sentence, so I'm not going to. And I said, that's 10 minutes into it, I'm really sorry. I feel like I'm being obstructive to your questions. I don't mean to, but this is why. Okay, when talking about this, it's like being asked, you know, it's like being shown a doll by a police officer and saying, "Where? Point on the doll to where the man touched you." And I'm going, he touched me all over here. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. So, and he got it. Turns out I'd met this guy once. He's a friend of Garner's, actually, or he was years ago. And we knew some people in common. And I said, I'm really sorry. I'm not giving you what... And he kept saying, it's great, but... I don't know, you know, they're paying a lot of money and I was really trying to let my defences down. But it was the worst.
There's a cat. Thing is, right, it took you a long time to get over that job.
I told him all that. It's the worst interview I've ever given. I couldn't focus. I couldn't finish a sentence. I couldn't. I was shaking. I couldn't look at the camera. It was terrible, lousy interview. The best bit of the interview is when I started talking about Queer as Folk and saying how much I love that. He said, oh, let's talk about Queer as Folk. It was awful. I think they've only got Andrew Newman coming in. I don't think Daisy... He said he doesn't think Daisy's doing it. Oh, Jesus. Come on, cats. George, quick. I'm busy, mate. She's in here. So it was an awful, awful interview. It's going to be 45 seconds. You know, this is a whole thing. Channel 4 from the 80s, 90s. You know, each decade's getting a look in.
I bet they cobble something from it.
They'll get the 45 seconds they need. And he said, of course, you know, it was very popular back in the day. And it was inspired a lot. I said, no, it wasn't. I said, no one watched it. And everyone that did watched it for Ali G. And that was it. You know, and I got the blame for all of the crap bits and everyone else got all the glory. And I said, that's what I've had to live with for 20 years. And that's why I hate talking about it in this context. Yeah. So there is a strong chance, a very strong chance, actually, because I caught myself doing it, that I'm going to look quite bitter. That's okay. And I talked about it being homophobic and a little bit racist. And they were kept asking me about the studio stuff. And I said, I don't know. So I didn't write it. I just turned up and I did it. The Vox Pops I know about. I mentioned Sasha and Ricky briefly. But, It was 45 minutes. Incredibly well paid. And I came out and it was all right. But I gave a terrible interview. Really useless, and it just brought back all the trauma. And I talk about trauma, it's the trauma of the bitterness and resentment I felt towards those that were more successful than me, Ricky and Sasha primarily, but Mackenzie and Jimmy Carr and all these people as well. But it also brought back for me the fact that I was slipping into drug addiction. The fact that I was incredibly unfaithful to my partner at the time, the fear, the self-loathing, all of that stuff, you know. Yeah. So it just kind of tapped into that. It was horrible. And then I was meeting my sponsor to go through my step 5, which is where you're looking at You've made a list of resentments that I've got, like my mum, my dad, me, all kinds of people. And I met him in Muswell Hill, which is where I lived for about 20 years. In fact, the whole time I was doing the 11 o'clock show, I was living around there, and I was living in Muswell Hill for about 20 years, and it's where I was insanely addicted to cocaine. It's where I, you know, my girlfriend, then wife, then ex-wife kind of moved in. It's like where my kids were conceived and born. And suddenly I'm in Muswell Hill and it's really, really busy. Really busy. And I'm there and it's weird. And so it's been a whole day of confronting my past. Mm. And then just before we came on, I've just had some emails asking me for a lot of money that I owe. I've just had an email asking me for quite a lot of money. And I'm like, shit. Okay. I mean, you can have it, but then that's it. That's all I got. So I'm in...
You've had quite a day.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
But we're nearly done. Try and keep your head in the moment. I know it all sounds very hollow after what you've been through today.
The problem with the Boots own brand forehead is look at the texture of that. It's not solidified. So I feel awful. How are you doing? I also said that Brass Eye was the pinnacle of British comedy. It was all building up to that point, and it was all down. I was good.
More than British Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I said it was perfect. I said it was perfect. The people that got it, the small number of people that got it, and those people that didn't get it, I'm glad you didn't get it. Now fuck off, you thick idiots. Going to be quite sweary tonight. I'm sorry. We're tone the swearing down. I apologise. That's inappropriate. That is inappropriate. So it is the late night alternative. It is, you know, it is what it is. Oh, thank you. We made a modathon last night. Tell them how much we made, Catherine.
We made £1,000.
Thank you. You did that.
Thank you very much.
And not all of the mods wanted in. I think it was six wanted in, seven. I can't remember the maths. But some said, I'm fine. Give it to those guys. So the mods that opted in get 166 quid each. It's all right, isn't it? Hey, that's all right. So thank you. That's amazing.
I'm sure the mods will thank you themselves in the chat, but...
By timing you out and blocking you because they got your cash now.
But it really is appreciated. And I know that they were very touched. That you thought enough of them and, you know, valued their work enough to put your hands in your pocket. So thank you.
It was wicked and it was really nice being able to tot it up and deliver the news and see everyone give
pounds. It's made a difference to a lot of people.
Barry Pickle said, I donated money, so can the mods please thank me individually? Individually, my fist in a minute. No, I wasn't. I honestly, I thought we'd get £200 to £300. So £1,000 is great. Thank you. So we're not going to push... We're going to do our live reads and stuff, but we're not going to push any of the merch, the bits, the subs, any of that tonight. Come in.
Have a rest. Put your purse back.
You guys got a freebie tonight. You guys got a freebie.
I hope you're all wearing pyjamas. We were having a loosey-goosey night. My goose is very loose.
In it.
Cats.
Do you want to see him? So that's George in the distance. That's Patty there. They're going to play Silly Buggers, I think. It's skittish time. Oh. Now that tail is basically saying, come and get me.
He thinks he's hiding.
Go on, Pats. Go and get him. Here we go. Something's going to happen. Here we go. Something's happening. Something's happening, guys. He's playing with the sofa.
He's going to get jumped on.
She's in position. No, she's come out of position. He's dropped off. It's just two of the cats. I've got four cats.
Well, there we go. Up the stairs.
So Yeah. Let's just take phone calls.
Let's do it.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. You can Skype TLNA from anywhere in the world. Let's just wait. Let's just wait and see. You guys do the work tonight. Can you guys do the work for us, please?
Thanks, Tweeny12, for subscribing. Kai's only just realised that this is the stairs. What did you think it was?
Just we had a triangle there. Thank you, Spider. I don't really have anything to say. Why aren't you feeling great, Catherine, says Adius. Which is a very good question. Thank you, Adius.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on that I can't really go into, but I've just got a really busy head, lots of things that I need to sort out. And, you know, and the kids going back to school next week is a worry. And, in fact, today, about 11 o'clock, about half past 10, I said, right, come on, girls, everyone get dressed, because they'll sit in their pyjamas for as long as I'll let them. Everyone dressed, we're going out for a walk. It made a real difference getting out for half an hour.
Yeah.
Just the walls are closing in on me a little bit in all kinds of ways. That's what's up. Hey, Jim.
Good evening. I won't ask how you are. We've covered that, haven't we?
Yeah, one of those days, I'm afraid.
Well, I hate to add to it, but I've got a minor complaint.
Bring it on.
So we've tuned in as soon as you've sent the go live notification last night and tonight.
Hang on a second. I'm really sorry. Is this true? I'm really sorry, Jim. Can I call you back in a minute?
Yeah, go for it.
Is this true that Ian Royce has died?
What?
Is this true? I was going to call him today. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
I was going to call him today. I don't know him that well. I was talking about...
Oh, God.
I was talking about him today. That one, I had to call him when I was in KFC.
Oh man, I'm really sorry.
Oh man. Ah, whoa. What is going on? I don't know. I didn't know him that well. We had a little falling out a while ago, and then we made up. He was suicidal early this year. It was my boy's birthday, and we were in KFC, and someone messaged. I was talking about it today. Someone messaged saying, "Oh, do you know Ian Royce? He's saying he's going to end it all and stuff." And I gave him a call and said, "Don't you fucking dare! Don't you dare, boy! Don't you dare!" And he's not. He's died of pneumonia. I was thinking, I must give him a call. We'll see how he's getting on. Flipping it.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, no, Andrea, thank you for telling me. Please don't feel bad. That's not in any way a judgment calling you. I appreciate it. I think we're going to stop.
Do you want to stop?
I think we're going to stop. There are too many things today, too many signs saying, don't do the show tonight.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.